Sayyidina Shafiq bin Ibrahim rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi narrates, I once met Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi in Makkatul Mukarrama near the birthplace of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He was crying while sitting on the roadside. I sat next to him and asked, O Abu Ishaq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, this was his kunya, why are you crying? At first, he did not tell me the reason. But when I insisted, he replied and said, O Shafiq, keep my secret. I assured him that I would not disclose his secret. So he, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, said, my nafs had a strong desire for sikbaj, which is meat with vinegar and fragrant spices, for 30 years, but I kept preventing my nafs from consuming it. Last night, I had a dream in which I saw a young man who had a green bowl of aromatic sikbaj. Plucking up the courage and I moved away from him, but he forwarded the bowl towards me and said, O Ibrahim, eat. I replied, I will not eat. I have already left it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, it is Allah Azza wa Jal who has granted you this gift, so please eat. I had no answer and began to cry. He insisted, may Allah Azza wa Jal shower mercy upon you. Eat. I then told him, we have been instructed not to put anything into our stomach until we have absolutely sure where it's come from, yani if it is halal. The young man then said, eat, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant you peace. I was given this food and told, O Khidr, take this food to Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi and feed him. Allah Azza wa Jal had mercy on him for having persistent patience by preserving his nafs from this dish. O Ibrahim rahmatullah alayhi, I have heard the angel say, if a person does not accept the thing offered to him, he will not be given that thing even if he asks for it, yani later. I, Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi, said, if it is so, I am prepared for it due to my promise with Allah Azza wa Jal, yani I will not eat it. I turned back to return and meanwhile giving him something, another young man said, O Khidr, feed him with your own hands. Therefore Khidr began to feed me and my eyes opened. When I woke up, the taste of the food was still in my mouth. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. So did you see how Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi used to oppose his nafs? That he rahmatullah alayhi refrained from eating this dish called sikbaj for 30 years. And by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam came to feed him with his own hands. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam is a holy prophet who is still physically alive in this world. Here is a Madani pearl regarding the blessings of Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam. In Tafsir Sawi, it is stated that whoever remembers the full name of Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam along with his father's name, title and kunya, he will leave this world in a state of Iman. His full name along with his father's name, title and kunya is Abul Abbas Balyan bin Malkan Al-Khidr alayhi salam. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.